joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this afternoon's 3-1 loss against Croydon. Stuart, we've now shipped 9 goals in 3 home games against pretty average mid-table sides. Where do we go from here?
I think it's a very good question, because the goals that we're conceding are not even good goals. You know, teams are not working goals against us particularly. I think Maidstone did a couple of weeks ago, worked a couple of good goals. But the goals we've conceded in the main in these games have been goals that I personally feel are totally avoidable. And unless we put chances away when we're creating them and take the pressure off, then these goals are continue to be conceded, because we are allowing teams that are not better than us to dictate the game. If we were leaving here at the end of each game knowing that on a Monday night we had a facility to train on and work on set plays and certain situations, then I would be able to be confident that we could correct it. But we're going game to game at the moment, training in not ideal situation. We're probably not fit enough, because we've missed a number of training sessions because of the weather. And it's catching us. It's really, really hurting us now, because we're not preparing properly.
Should we have got to the stage today of actually playing a game? Was the pitch playable, in your view?
You can't make that excuse, and you know the pitch is the same for both sides. But we expect at King's Meadow to be playing on a good surface, and the surface today, we've probably done a lot of damage to the pitch playing today. But the goals we conceded were nothing to do with the weather. The goals we conceded were down to probably a little bit of lack of confidence, because that's definitely there for everybody to see in the dressing room now. There's a lot of good players in there that are feeling a bit sorry for themselves, looking for people to blame. And when you're the manager in the situation that we are in, then you cannot look for excuses. You have to look at yourself. You have to look at motivation. You have to look at the response you're getting from people. And despite going down to 3-0 against Leatherhead Boxing Day, going down to 3-1 today, the players are putting a lot into games. They're trying to get it back. And I tell you, I've said to them in there, I've never seen all season a side miss 10 chances against us, and we regularly miss 10 chances against the opposition. And that is a big, big thing. And players are saying to me, but we don't drill it, we can't, because we don't have a facility to do so. But I just think that that's just passing the buck, if you like. For me, instead of blasting the ball into Rose Ed or into the stand, why don't you just place it in the corner? And if the keeper saves it, somebody else might have a tap in. You put it past the post, you might as well not shoot. Now that sounds harsh, but there's a lot of things that are not going well at the moment.
So do you think it might be the personnel that's available to you? If we're creating those chances but not putting them away, is it that perhaps we need a centre forward who's going to get us 20 goals a season? Do we need an addition to the squad?
Well, it's something we've been working on all season. You know, we've talked about it since James Rose made his decision. We've never really looked in that area totally right. People seem to be snatching at chances. Niall today, Niall Connery, good young player, great prospect, his movement's good. He's got into, 4 or 5 chances today. He hasn't hit the target. Not one has hit the target, not one has brought out the save from the keeper. They're the kind of little things, you know. Maybe if we had the ability on a Monday night to get him drilling that, doing, 50 shots, maybe on Saturday one would be better. We're just in a mess at the moment, I'll be honest with you. I think that is the word. Our position in the league is totally disappointing. Our goals against before these last 3 games was good for the number of games we played, but our goals for is shocking. We're probably now the worst in the league, and it's a situation that needs a huge bolt to change. And we got 2 weeks now before we play Dover here, and that gives us a real opportunity to just see what decisions we can make.
The second goal today that Croydon scored was a penalty. Luke Garrett brought someone down. In your view, do you think he was lucky not to get sent off?
I mean, the letter of the law says if you bring someone down in the box, you should go off, because he's going towards goal. And I think the referee got that one wrong, to be honest with you. I think he should have been sent off if it was a penalty, but I don't think it was a penalty. I don't think you can win a penalty in football by kicking the ball, passing the ball, and then running into the guy in front of you. And that's what happened. I think if anybody could see a replay, it wasn't a case of Luke taking his feet. He's played the ball to one side. There was no one there. And the, you know, the ball wasn't getting to a player to put it in an empty net, if you like. And Luke's down, and he's run into Luke and gone over. I can't see why that's a penalty kick.
Do you think the referee may have had that in her mind when she gave us a penalty? It looked a fairly soft penalty, the Adolf one.
I think there's a chance of that. I have to say, I think there is a chance of that. And I think it's not just that referee today, but I think I've seen it all season. Referees trying to balance up decisions. You know, I think you give what you give, and after that you just go on. But there seems a change in referees in the last couple of seasons, that they do seem to balance things, they try to balance things up. And of course, what then happens is they just compound it by making both sides angry. I thought there were a number of decisions today that we didn't quite get the rub of the green, but it doesn't matter. If you concede soft goals, and we have done, you know, players can influence the ball in a stronger, more physical way than we have done in the last three games. We shouldn't be conceding 9 goals in any three games, never mind 3 home games. It's just crazy.
Given the last 3 games and the way the results are going at the moment, what's the realistic aim this year now?
In an honest situation, if in a totally honest situation, there's a huge job to be done at this football club. But results aside, for this football club to be moving anywhere near what its history is, there's an awful lot of work that needs to be done off the field as well as on the field. The expectation is huge, and that brings pressure on players. And it's something that, you know, we've tried our best to deal with, but we've now, with bad results, the players, they arrive at the ground and they're under pressure. Before they even kick a ball, they're under pressure. And the opposition know that. You know, and that is non-league football for you. You know, the opposition turn up, and they know because of things that are said, things that are on the website, things that, you know, comments shouted at me. And whilst you've got to face things head on when you're in the position that I'm in, if people think that the only thing that's wrong at this football club is the manager, I think they're missing quite a lot of information, because we can't prepare. We just can't prepare. You know, we trained on Tuesday night in the mud. We trained on Thursday night on the car park, the grass car park. There's no goals. The ball doesn't run. We're not a football team in preparation. We're having to run around. We're having to do what we can to keep our motivation, keep ourselves together. Then we turn up on Saturday to play a game of football. It's hard. I tell you, it's hard.
But in terms of this season, back to the question, what do you think the realistic aim is? Are we talking mid-table, or are we talking avoiding relegation, or do you still think the playoffs are a possibility?
Technically, the playoffs are a possibility. You know, I'm accused of being too optimistic at times. We remain within the situation. But if I say that to people right now, they'd be accusing me of being a madman, because we need to win games. We need to score goals to win games. They're all very, very obvious and simple things to say. And I'm sure there'll be somebody who'll say, you know, he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. If you look at the game today, first 10, 15 minutes, we're quite clearly the better side. We don't capitalise on our chances, and then we don't put pressure on a guy and he pings the ball in from 20 yards. We change our game. Why do we change our game? We change our game because everybody's under pressure. And that pressure is obviously proven hard to take for certain players at the football club. But it was 4 or 5 weeks ago. It was 8 weeks ago. There were certain people who couldn't take the discipline that was demanded of them in terms of, yes, we attack. As soon as we lose it, you get back. People wouldn't do it. And I had to make the decision. I was forced into making the decision that they weren't good enough for the future of this football club. The bottom line is, we've only won, 8 or 10 games all season. Nah, it's just not good enough. So for me to be bold and make statements about this, that and the other would be foolish at this stage. I need to take some time, regroup, and just see where we go from here.
I understand Mark Anderson, the chairman, was in the dressing room after today's game. What was he saying to the players?
He just said it wasn't good enough, that we need to be working harder. He said that they'd shown a better spirit in the second half. But I don't think the players want necessarily to hear from the chairman at 5 past 5 or 5 minutes after a game. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one at all. I think that we all mean well. We all given 100% when we can. But the situation we find ourselves in at the moment is a difficult one. And I had genuinely expected with this group of players that we'd be up there now, top six, because I still think we should be. You know, I think there's been a number of games where we've conceded a sloppy goal and it's cost us 2 points, 3 points. I can go through it. It's right since probably Dartford away, you know, where we got beat 1-0 with a very simple goal that they scored. We had a lot of possession, a lot of chances, didn't score, got beat 1-0. Right from there, we've had game after game where we've had so many chances in the game and ended up losing or drawing. And that in itself is just totally frustrating. It's a fine line in this game at the moment, and we seem to be getting punished every time.
Again, there's a number of fans after today's game. It's a small minority, but it's a growing minority who are shouting for you to resign. And we've now won 2 in 19 games. Has that thought ever crossed your mind, or are you still confident as you were in your own abilities?
I'm not a quitter, and I am confident in my ability. And the reason that you know, people say I should be embarrassed, if they knew the conditions we work in, you know, if I said to you you're going to play on a good surface at the weekend, right, but during the week you're going to be 2 inches deep in mud, or if I said to you I'm going to give you a lovely office on a Saturday when you've got to finish the job off, but 9:05 Monday till Tuesday if we were sort of full time, but you know, in our two sessions, then yes, you look and you say, wait a minute, that just isn't, it's obviously I'm creating a problem. I think that from the first minute in the time I've been here, because of the circumstances, there's been people waiting for me to fall, and they're looking for that situation now. I've been for a few weeks. We'll face it head on. I believe I've still got 100% of the players, but I've got 2 weeks now before there's another game, and I will definitely go away and think deep and hard. Maybe there is someone else that should be taking this club by the scruff of the neck and changing fortunes.
Well, you said we've got 2 weeks till the next game. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No,
coming off the back of 3 losses,
it's a terrible thing. It really is a terrible thing, because everybody's going to get games and possibly get more points, and it just totally increases the pressure. And that's probably one of the main reasons why I don't feel that I should walk away. I think it's easy to walk away in these circumstances. I've been accused recently, I've seen things in the paper about having no backbone. I didn't speak to you after the Maidstone game because I was absolutely disgusted with the way that we chucked the towel in after 20 minutes just because they were physical, because they're not a brilliant football side. And I picked the team that I picked because I think we have got good football players, that if we moved the ball quickly we could cause them a problem. But we didn't, we chucked the towel in. I didn't come and talk to you about that because all I'd have done is probably say something out of context or say something that would have caused a problem. The next game, you spoke to David Leeworthy when I was in here speaking to Malcolm, so that was out of my hands. I'm not someone who shies away from things, but I am a realist, and Kingstonian Football Club deserves better than the results of the last couple of months. So you know, I'll talk to Mark, I've talked to the players, and we'll see what happens.